Parliament has failed. The final vote was 286 in favor, 344 against. The opposition Labour Party is testing calls for May to resign to pave the way for a general election. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
Labour respects the results of the referendum. We reiterated that in our manifesto and again in our party conference last year. But this Prime Minister's approach to Brexit has been nothing short of a shambles. The choices facing our country post-Brexit have been decided solely by what is in the interest of the Conservative Party, not what is in the interest of this country.
So it seems the only certainty about Brexit and Prime Minister May's future is uncertainty. The President of South Korea will travel to the United States next month, anxious to see a resumption of dialogue with North Korea. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has a report.
Officials say South Korean President Moon Jae-in is planning a summit with President Trump aimed at reviving nuclear diplomacy with North Korea. This will be their first meeting since Trump's second summit with North Korea's Kim Jong-un collapsed over sanctions. South Korea is pushing to expand ties and business dealings with the North, but that won't work unless Pyongyang takes significant steps toward denuclearization. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The White House says Chinese and American trade negotiators made progress today during what were called candid and constructive discussions in Beijing. The two sides are working to strike a deal to end 8 months of trade war, with punitive tariffs imposed by each side. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, who was in Beijing, posted on Twitter that the talks will continue next week. More news on at voanews.com. This is VOA News. President Trump says he's overruled his education secretary and that his 2020 budget proposal will fund the Special Olympics. Betsy DeVos set off a firestorm this